Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Allow Love Show. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
And we are delighted that you are here. Second show of the beautiful new year. Very exciting stuff happening. Rod is a trans channel, which means his consciousness is entirely gone. And the being who's most appropriate for you all, the callers and listeners, will come through. And also who's most appropriate for what's going on in the world. We see that pattern, and it's very neat. So we get to all find out at one time who that is. So let's go.
Hello, dear one.
Welcome.
This is Elmoria.
Elmoria. Great. Thank you so much for being here. Ago, long time ago. Okay, thank you for coming. Do you have a message for our callers and listeners before we start?
My message is simply this, dear one. Don't give up on you. Never.
Okay, that's great because there are people. A lot of people dealing with things in transition, trying to figure out what's going on in the world, what their place is, are they supposed to start doing something new that they came to do? A lot of questions, a lot of not feeling really settled, right? Or sometimes not grounded. So that's perfect.
Thank you. Takes it to heart.
Yes, okay. Yes, take this to heart. All right. That's wonderful. Okay, Cindy, welcome.
Hi. I have a lot of questions, and the first one is for a friend of mine, first couple. Her name is Velvet, and his name is Eric. And she was wondering if he has an alcohol drinking problem.
Do you have her permission to ask him?
Yes, I do.
Good. He needs help in that area, yes.
Okay. Is this going to be a long-term relationship for the two of them together?
It has that potential, but they're going to have to do a lot of work to get there.
Okay, so is this relationship for her highest good?
Yes.
It is. Is it for his highest good?
Yes.
And if this relationship works out, where will they be physically living in 6 months? Arizona or a different state?
Arizona.
Okay. Okay. Now I have my other list of questions. Thank you very much, Elmira. Did I say that correctly? Or Elmora? Elmora?
Elmora.
Is that correctly?
Moyer.
Okay. Moyer. Okay. Chint Dunn with a D-U-N-N. What percentage of what he says is accurate?
About 78%.
Oh, okay. Because he's talking about there was a temporary timeline made, and most of us went into that timeline while the Galactics and White Hats came in and removed beings like the negative reptilians and such things as that. Is that accurate?
To an extent.
Okay. And what do you mean by to an extent?
What do you mean by what? What's your question, Cindy?
Okay, that there was a temporary timeline made where the good people on Earth went to that while the Galactics and White Hat cleaned out beings like negative reptilians and beings like that off of Earth. Removed them one way or another.
So you're asking if I go ahead.
I'm asking clarity on the answer. The answer was sort of like more or less.
Clarity on what?
On the answer. It was sort of a general answer to that question.
Okay, was this the 78%? 78% correct.
Okay. And then he said that the cleanup of the major bad guys and girls in the United States is pretty much done. Is that accurate?
Would that it were so, but it is a long ways along the line.
Okay, because he was saying they're pretty much done here, but now they're going to start focusing on Europe and Asia. So by your responses, I would say he's not really a good source to listen to.
Okay, if that's your opinion.
No, I'm asking, well, I don't, my concern is having, recommending him as a source to listen to if his accuracy is not higher, a higher percentage.
There you have it.
Okay. Malia Obama, she was arrested for a hate crime along with 11 others for attacking white people as they came out of a church. And she got released, and supposedly due to paperwork error, and the police officer that actually arrested her was in good health. But the next day, his wife, when they got up to get out of bed, he was dead, and they said he died of a heart attack. Was he murdered because of this, arresting her?
Will the sun come up tomorrow?
Okay. Okay. Was she aware this happened because she had been arrested, that the police officer was killed, was murdered?
She suggested it.
Okay. Okay. Why is Trump pushing for the border wall between the United States and Mexico?
To him, it's a symbol.
Okay. And it will not be actually built?
Perhaps pieces.
Okay. And then why is Jeff Sessions trying to...
Cindy?
Yes?
Cindy, there was more to the answer about the border wall. Hold on.
Okay.
The border wall is the symbol of every nation taking care of its own.
Okay. And it's only going to be partially built, is that what you said?
Correct.
Okay. And why will it not be completed?
There will be enlightenment where there wasn't before.
Okay. Why is Jeff Sessions trying to change the medical marijuana law. So medical marijuana and all marijuana is illegal. What is the reason behind this?
This won't succeed, but the reason is to, it's not a positive bill. It's to make marijuana illegal, period.
Okay. Kroger reported that, I don't know the appropriate words, but if you take Earth as a little ball, and then there's three layers around Earth, that the top two layers, all the toplet bombs were removed, and now the layer closest to the Earth, there's some toplet bombs still to be deactivated. How many are left to be deactivated?
About 1,000.
I'm sorry, that was not clear.
About 1,000.
And are these as hard to deactivate as the other ones?
They've gotten faster. They've gotten better at it.
So what's approximate ETA before they'll be able to have them all deactivated?
September 1.
September 1st.
Yes.
Okay. There's, in the United States government, there's a senior executive service, and there's about 8,156 people. How many of these people have the federal indictments against them?
Over half.
Okay. And then, Mary, you had put something out about this, and I don't remember what your comments were. Did you want to add to this?
Just that. It's reported that 7,000 of these 8,156 are Obama leftovers, Obama appointees, and that about 5,700 of them can actually be fired by Trump, like given their 30-day notice, bye-bye. The others will take a little bit longer, a little bit more of a process because of the way their employment contracts read. So that those were the figures I was given.
Okay, so with those numbers Mary gave, the ones that can be given the 30-day notice, when will Trump be doing this? Or are you able to say?
Before February 1.
Whoa.
Okay.
That's right.
Yes. And on the other numbers that Mary was talking about, how long will it be before they're no longer have their jobs?
It will be just after Thanksgiving.
Okay. As a source to get information from, there's a YouTube called Are You Free TV. Is that a reliable source?
Two out of three.
You said two out of three?
Yes.
Okay. And then on the Q team that is putting information out, there's a man saying he's part of the Q team and his name is Zach. Is he telling the truth on this?
he's a member of what's called the QAnon team, not the Q team.
Okay. Are there two separate teams then?
Certainly.
Okay. Which has the most reliable information out of the two?
Out of the two? Zero?
Yes. I'm sorry, I didn't catch your answer.
He says zero.
What?
Zero. In other words, Potter had a video out today about the hacking of the Q stuff. And so
okay.
We don't know what's reliable anymore until that gets cleared up. So
okay.
Zero at this point.
Okay. Okay. So on this SpaceX Falcon 9 launch with the Zuma payload, and they say they're going to take out North Korea. Is that like with EPMs? Is it electronics? They're going to wipe out all their electronics? Or what does it mean when they're going to take out North Korea?
That's the cover story.
Oh. So are you able to say what is really happening, or is it best that you do not?
It won't serve humanity for me to do that at this time.
Okay. So Elon Musk, is he still playing the good and the bad side?
Like any good actor, he can do both equally well.
Okay. Okay. And then the Zach with the QAnon group, he's saying Pence is a very bad guy and that Pence is into the child trafficking ring. Is this accurate?
A part of it, a piece of it is accurate.
That he's a bad guy or the child traffic ring?
He has upon occasion, abused children.
Oh. Okay. Okay, there's a Spectre bug that is going in the back door of computers and has gotten information on the bad guys and girls in Silicon Valley in California. Is this accurate?
Yes.
Okay, Jack Matlock Jr. a good guy?
Sometimes.
And did Debbie Wasserman, is she the one that put the hit out on Seth Rich to have him killed?
Will the sun come up tomorrow?
Okay. Okay. Is HARP, the H-A-A-R-P, causing the major cold weather in the United States?
That's one of the causes.
And what are the other causes?
There are other physical manipulation programs out there.
And this is by the bad guys?
Some are by bad guys and some are by white hats.
Okay. And about how much longer will all of this be going? Through the end of 2018?
What is all of this?
The weather through HARP.
at least that long.
Okay. And then what was the real reason 11 Saudi princes were arrested in Saudi Arabia? They used the story because they complained about their utility bills weren't being paid. But what was the real reason they were arrested for?
They were bad guys.
Okay. And then why are they again looking for the two Malaysian airplanes, number 17 and then the 370H? Is this just to get people sidetracked, or is there a reason why they're looking for these planes again that disappeared?
It is a distraction.
Okay. And then Mount St. Helens in the state of Washington is having a lot more earthquake activity. Is it going to be erupting, having a major eruption again?
Yes and no. It will have some eruptions, but they won't be major.
Like it did in 1980.
There you go.
Okay. I was living by it when it happened. That's why I asked. The ocean is receding in various places in South America. What is causing this?
The ocean is receding, and there was a question after that. I didn't get the question.
Okay. In various places in South America, the people will wake up, and then the ocean is not up to where it normally is, let's say, by the road or there, and it's gone for, like, several hundred feet out, and it's not because the tide has gone out. It's like, it's high tide, and the water's not there. Eventually, it comes back, but what is causing this?
This is a program that is being run by the good guys to try to get people's attention, so that they will possibly get that this is not business as usual.
Okay. And then over Antarctica, there's a lot of unusual electromagnetic, I guess that's the appropriate word, happening over Antarctica. That's not normal. What is causing this?
There are stations underneath the surface there that are causing that.
Is this good or bad?
Yes.
Oh, it's both.
Yes.
Okay, and how is it good?
Some of the programs being run there are helpful to humanity.
And on the downside, what is that?
There are those people who do not have humanity's best interest at heart running programs there, too.
And how soon will that be stopped?
Perhaps this time next year.
Okay. And then I know someone that is needing a certain amount of money within, let's say, 7 days. And because of where that person is, and they're very very ill because of where that person is. He could possibly be put in their jail. I've been working on manifesting the money. Is there a way to have help from you and others to open the person's heart, not the one having the problem, but the one demanding the money, saying that they'll get the money shortly, it's just not there yet, so that person isn't put in their jail because he's extremely ill? It was a business decision he made a couple years ago, and he just hasn't been able to repay the money.
I will help.
You will help? Okay. Because
yeah.
I'm really concerned. So you'll be able to help get this person. Okay. Well, Mary, that's all the questions I have at the moment. Sorry I
took
so long.
Okay. Thank you. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. Okay, a couple of things that Cindy brought up. Pence, the vice president, it's my understanding that he does have some pedophilia in his background, but he's mostly a good guy apart from that.
Correct,
okay? And that he knows he's being watched, so he's trying to do his best to not participate in such activities. And his wife is aware of such. And it's my sense that he was the best choice of the choices that were offered to Trump for vice president. He was the best choice, all things considered, and that Trump couldn't just freely choose anybody he wanted. Is that all true?
Yes, that's all true, yeah.
All true. And that's also why Karen Pence and Melania does not... seek out Karen's company all that much. So they have a nice front public view, but they're not personal friends because she very well knows that this is not the way she chooses to run her life, right?
Correct.
Right. Okay. So, and that works. That's okay for now. Yeah. All right. About the SpaceX and the Zuma satellite, it's my understanding that the EMP, electromagnetic pulse, equipment is on that satellite. There's also other things, but there's nothing for us to worry about. This is not going to lead to war. It's not going to lead to bad stuff for humanity. Is that true?
It's actually going to be quite positive for humanity.
Okay. Okay, that is my understanding also. So everybody don't worry about it. It's going to be fine and very positive for humanity. Awesome. And the North Korea stuff is a cover story, as you said. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I think we covered the selective senior executive service cadre, which I had never heard of. With all the stuff I know about the government, I had never heard of this. So most people have not heard of it, right?
Hidden in plain sight.
Yes, exactly. And it's like a permanent transition team from one administration to another, but that means they get to run things instead of the new administration. Hello? That doesn't work.
Well, if it were only for transition, it might be helpful, but that's not the way it has been used.
No, that's not the deal. Okay. All right. It's my understanding that going to the UN army, the UN has its own army, that this is really the deep state army as it's being used?
Totally.
Okay. And these are not nice army people to help people and so forth. They are there to do the bidding of
those calling the shots, which would be the cabal, right?
Correct.
Correct. So we want to steer clear of those. Are they installed in most communities around the country, or have they been kept pretty much in New York?
They're everywhere.
They're everywhere. Are they just not being used very much until...
They're keeping a low profile.
A low profile until the nasties could try to activate them for nefarious purposes. Yeah?
Correct.
Okay. Which probably will not happen.
Of course.
Of course. Because the good guys are in charge. Yes?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Eric Schmidt, the former head of Google, who's now moved to a technical position, he really didn't give up anything except a name, a title, rather. He's going to try to continue to do nasty stuff behind the scenes?
Totally.
Totally. Okay, that makes sense. Okay. I just saw a list of, a huge list of CEO and other high-profile resignations, deaths, retirements, whatever, around the world. That I could not count how many, but it has to be well over 100 on that list, maybe quite a bit more. Is this basically a fairly correct list, even though it's very brief and not complete?
Is it accurate? Yes.
It's accurate?
Yes.
Relatively accurate, because some of them it doesn't say whether they retired, whether they died, whether they resigned, but it's still, they left.
They left.
Okay. Huge list, including, which I was surprised about, the Mark Dunkerley, CEO of Hawaiian Airlines. We love Hawaiian Airlines. Was he a bad guy?
He saw the handwriting on the wall.
So he decided to bug out while he could?
Yes.
Try to save himself?
Yes.
Okay. Will this help Hawaiian Airlines be even better than it has been to have him gone?
Yes.
Because there's good people stepping in instead of him? Excellent.
Correct.
Excellent. I had heard enough. We're pretty much in touch with Hawaiian Airlines because we love it. It's about the best airline to fly from Hawaii. So this is great. Great news. Okay. What about Stephen Miller and the interview with CNN's Jake Tapper, where it sounds from the report I got that Stephen Miller, who's very pro-Trump, made mincemeat of Tapper. Is that true?
It is so.
And was it pretty obvious to the audience that Tapper was not doing well?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So that was a win for the good guys.
Yes.
All right. I hear that there's a new head of the FDA, which I've seen only one place. His last name is Gottlieb, and this is an appointee position by Trump. It doesn't have to go through Congress or anything. So did Trump fire the former head of the FDA and put Gottlieb in?
Yes.
And there was almost no news about it, even on the stuff that we follow on the alternative. I understand this was not a controversial thing to talk about. Is Gottlieb well qualified for this? Does he have a scientific or a medical or research background?
Gottlieb is going to clean it out.
Yay. And he knows enough about science and research and medical stuff to be able, whether he really had that as a career path or not. He's going to clean it out. Okay.
Right.
Good. It sounds like maybe his strategy first is to release the FDA's own records that they have withheld, first being the vaccines causing autism, which the FDA has had records on for some time, and then take his time to kind of clean people out, but get the releases out first.
Yes.
Because that will buy public acceptance, and they don't really care who's at the FDA, so cleaning out the bad guys is, well, okay, good. But it's hard for us in the public to identify the bad guys. So we'd rather see the research come out. So he's doing the right thing. Is that what you're saying?
That will gain him time to clean it up.
Okay, to get to know who's who in the zoo, pick the ones that need to go. And there are still a few good ones left in the FDA that haven't resigned over being just really upset with what the FDA was doing. Are there not still some good guys?
There are.
Okay, good. Thank them for sticking with it through, I'm sure, very difficult times, because there's so many scientists that have had their research just trashed because it didn't fit the political agenda. Yes.
Not news, my dear.
Not news. Okay. I just saw a video about Hillary Clinton's background in the Rose Law Firm, and the whole, she was a patent lawyer there, qualified or not, I have no idea. And there were a lot of patents stolen, and the bottom line is the back doors into all things with moving parts, like not just computers and cell phones, but everything?
Yes.
That's true.
Yes, that's
all true. Okay. The major thing that now is called the QRS, started out as 11, now it's QRS 14, based on crystals, which of course are very powerful.
Quartz crystals.
Quartz crystals. Okay, the quartz that can do this stuff. And it's a little unit that looks like a fat quarter, a U.S. quarter, kind of?
Yes.
Okay. If I were to be able to take my own laptop apart, would I find one of these in there?
Yes.
Yuck.
It's a stable frequency component.
Okay, explain what you mean, please.
Quartz crystals.
Yes.
Are extremely stable in the frequency that they produced when stressed.
Okay, which means they're, no matter what happens to them, they're like bedrock, that they stay focused on what they are meant to do.
That's the basis of all of your radios.
Okay. Okay, so these are in everything.
Yes.
Okay. So the purpose then is a mixed bag, that there's a reason for them to be in there to keep the computer functioning stably, but also to spy, right?
Oh, yes.
Yes. So it's both. Is there one in his computer also?
Of course.
Okay. Of course. Dumb question. Okay, this is called a clipper clip. Okay. How is this backdoor situation with all of our communications devices going to be handled by the good guys?
They will be shown a way to make it inoperable.
All right, so the good guys, the techie guys, are going to be given or shown a way to fix these back doors so that the stability of the computers and other things work properly, but this is destroyed.
Correct.
Okay. And this is also the same type of equipment as to how planes and cars and even trains are, the program is overridden and the driver or pilot or whoever does not have control. The same technology, basically?
Yes, in layman's terms, yes.
In layman's terms, yes. It's got to be different for each modality, but same basic idea.
Yes.
Okay. And of course, people have been murdered that way. We know that. Planes taken out, cars taken out, crash into a tree where the driver has no control. Yeah. Do you, in the temporary time frame before all this is corrected, would, if someone finds themselves not able to control their car, Does it do any good to put the gear into neutral? None. There is nothing you can do to, if you're targeted, to stop the progress of what the bad guys are doing.
No, nothing.
Then we need this change pretty soon. Yes.
That would be helpful.
Yes. Do you have a time frame on when that will be handled? Are the bulk of it handled?
Inside a year.
Good. Okay, so then the bad guys won't have that. They won't have that ability. Okay, good. What's under the Getty Museum on the north side of Los Angeles? Is there pedophile stuff and so forth?
Center for Satan worshipers.
Center for Satan worshipers. You know, I lived in L.A. for many years, and I was at the Getty only once. And it is beautiful. The structure that where the public goes and the art and the architecture and all that is beautiful. And this was years ago, but when I knew a lot less than I know now. But I had a funny feeling the entire time from getting on the little train that takes you up to the center, because you can't drive up to the center. There's a train that goes up the hill and takes you, and then takes you back to the parking lot. I had a weird feeling about stuff the entire time I was there. Was that what I was feeling?
Yes.
Okay. Is it a trafficking center as well, or just Satan worshiping?
All the above.
Oh, it's a mess.
Yes.
Okay. The fires that came close to the Getty, I did not follow up on whether they actually harmed the museum itself. No, did not. Did they take out the underneath stuff at all? No, they didn't come. And then, in other words, nothing was really done to the Getty.
Right.
Okay. Was that because the fires were cabal and they didn't want to destroy one of their own sanctuaries?
Correct.
Correct. And the good guys couldn't override that. There was too much going on. There were so many fires and so much to do.
Correct.
Yeah. So they just let it pass.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense, actually. Okay. Gulen, somebody brought in by the Clintons and has paid money, has, I've heard 150 or 800 charter schools in the U.S., and they are being taught something different than what we as regular Americans would consider appropriate for charter schools. Is that true?
That is so.
That's true. Okay. Are they being taught Islam as a peaceful religion and you better pay attention and so forth?
That's a nice prayer, too.
Oh, okay. But they're not being educated in the way that we would, the rest of us, kind of normal Americans would feel is appropriate?
Correct.
Correct. What specifically can be done about any of that for anybody who's in the education field and has the ability to address this?
It needs to be investigated and shut down.
Okay, investigate and shut down. Okay. Okay. There's been a report that General George Washington is either being channeled by one of the generals in the military now, or actually the soul path is actually someone who is one of the generals around Trump, is in the military now. Is there any truth to that?
Yes. Reincarnated.
Okay. That's all path reincarnated.
Yes.
Someone who's helping Trump big time.
Yes.
Okay. Excellent. And does Trump know that this soul path is George Washington?
Been told.
He's been told. Okay. All right. That's great. Did he believe it?
Yes.
He did. Okay. Because he can see the wisdom and the commitment, I would imagine, of this person, if he's willing to come back.
Because he trusts the Pleiadian who told him.
Oh, good. Okay, I like that. That is exciting. Okay. Well, we do not want to know which general it is. It's just one of the ones around him. It's not right for us to know, and I agree with that. Okay?
All right.
Unless we're supposed to know.
Not yet.
Not yet. All right. The Ecuador earthquake, was that a normal occurrence, or was there nasty stuff behind it?
The latter.
Okay. And one of the videos I saw showed a direct line vertically between other events and that earthquake. Is that a correct tie?
It is.
It is. Okay. All right. Okay. Bannon. I've heard about Bannon, that Trump and Bannon have organized together with each other a plan and are playing a wonderful chess game, that Bannon's really a good guy. And I've also heard that this is Stephen Bannon, also heard that he is a bad guy, because it might look like that on the surface. Or what can you tell us? Is it possible to tell us the truth about Bannon at this time, or does he need to stay kind of quiet?
You will see that the two of them have set upon a wonderful play.
So this is all the plan that they laid out together, that would be like two people playing chess on one side of the board against the nasties,
right?
Okay. What about Mueller? Is he in that same position, or he has a mixed bag, or a bad guy? I've heard that he's in a similar position, but I don't know.
He is in the process of turning to the good side.
Okay, so he's done some bad stuff in the past, but he's not really a bad guy.
Right.
And he's been misled or deceived or bought information that wasn't right in the past, but is turning out to be a good guy.
Yeah.
All right. That is good. That's the way I felt. Okay. There's been a report that Obama funded Hezbollah and a bunch of other terrorists overseas using U.S. funds. Is that true?
That is so.
So all of that report going into detail is the truth.
Yes.
Yes. Didn't Obama start out as a good guy in intent, or was he always a bad guy?
He started out as a good guy.
When I saw his acceptance speech from 2008, I felt a genuine good heart that he wanted to make changes and do good. And that image has stuck with me, but of course he turned out different because he was blackmailed, bribed, and threatened, and
he was turned and
given perks, unimaginable perks to someone like that.
Yes.
And is he not the second president who should not have been president, well, in recent history, should not have been president, that George Herbert Walker Bush was born in Germany, and Obama was born in Kenya, and so neither one of them should ever have been eligible for president?
Well, they were, but...
They weren't, but...
That was hidden.
Yeah. Okay. I heard a report that Trump's net worth before he took office was about $4.5 billion, and it's now about $3.5 billion. I have no way of verifying this information. Which to me would mean that he has been using some of his personal funds to accomplish things against the deep state. Is that correct?
That is so.
And he's good with it, is he not? I mean,
yeah,
who needs that kind of money? You can't spend that kind of money, really. So why not use it for good? Okay. Also, some people may not be aware that he does not accept his presidential salary that he's donated to a veterans or maybe more than one veterans organization.
Correct.
Is he required to take $1 a month or a year in order to fulfill legal salary obligations or something like that, or donates the whole thing?
The dollar applies.
Yeah, he has to take something.
Right.
Okay, the rest he can choose to do what he wants with. Okay. And that it's my understanding that the Clintons, before they became prominent, were worth like $4.5 million. And now, with the Clinton Foundation, they're worth over $100 billion because they have bribed, blackmailed, and stolen everywhere they can. Is that true?
And some other things, too.
And some other things, okay. They've gotten a bunch of people to donate, either honestly or dishonestly, to the Clinton Foundation. All right? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. And so they have milked the system, whereas Trump is giving back to the system, so to speak.
I think the more appropriate term would be abused.
Abused, yes. Well, it's, you know, I have told, you know, I do private charitable foundations, and I've told people for years, this thing is the freest, most flexible, most free of rules, audits, and so forth on the planet, and it's the most powerful. And it's like a great big canvas, and you have every color and every paper size you can imagine. You can do what you want. You just can't go off the canvas onto the wall and so on. And so instead of using this for good, Clintons have taken that truth and milked it and used it wrongfully in a multitude.
Abused it
in a multitude of ways.
Yes.
Yes. But what I've told people is the truth, is it not? That this is the most powerful entity on the planet, but you have to run it honorably. And they have not.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Well, I think we're about to the end of our time. Elmoya, and you have a last word for our callers and listeners.
Support your president.
I love that. Absolutely. Okay. He is divine. In my view, he is divinely decreed to be the right person at the right time. Nobody else could fill these shoes for humanity's sake without the planet and humanity going off into the ether somewhere destroyed, right?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you so much for being here.
And my pleasure.
For your gracious answers and attitude. We're very grateful for your help. And for the help that you give humanity when you're not doing something like that. Okay. Thank you.
Welcome. Namaste.